Hey, Tim. I got to talk to you about something. Come here.
What'd I do now?
Well, what? You know.
What'd I do?
A couple days ago, we were supposed to get together. Do you remember we had an appointment, man? We were supposed to meet at 11 o'clock Tuesday. And you didn't show up, man.
11 o'clock on Tuesday, man. 11 o'clock on Tuesday. I'm hard at work. I'm a working man. I got things to do. I'm working.
Yeah, what kind of work were you doing? I went to work and you weren't there. So what kind of work were you doing, man?
I had appointments and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Likely story, man. I saw, and I know things that you're not telling me.
What you mean?
What do I mean? You've gone fishing.
Uh-oh.
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing. You ain't working anymore.
I got them lingeritis.
There's a hoe out in the sun.
There's probably a lot of them out
where
there.
You left the row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
I never claimed
but
that.
But you ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady way to pool. I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool. I say no more work for mine. On a door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. So what do you got to say for yourself?
You've gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing. You ain't working anymore. Cows need milking in the barn. But you just don't give a darn. Why you never seem to learn. You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side. Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his side. Folks just can't find me or him. Cause old Al and Cleanhead Tim gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Fishing. You don't worry about no one's gone fishing. You don't bother with the chores. There's your hoe out in the sun. Where you left the row half done. You say that hoeing ain't no fun. You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing.
Out where peace has never died.
I'm wishing
all the world was by my side.
Folks just can't find me or him. Cause old Al and Cleanhead Tim gone fishing.
Ooh, instead of just
thank you very much. Thank you. In 1930, Louis Armstrong abandoned the New Orleans style that he was playing, dropped the New Orleans bag, and he picked up the Chicago style, and he began playing with big bands, orchestras. So he was pretty much ahead of his time because I guess he saw a lot of the changes that were coming along in music, and you know, he and Duke Ellington were very similar in those ways, that they were always able to kind of move along with the times, but always in a way that kept them in front of everything, not behind. They were leaders in music. And so, like I said, Louis started recording with an orchestra in 1930, and we would like to do a song that's actually one of the very, very first tunes that he recorded when he made this change. And this is a song that's called Blue Again.